vascular conditions we treat. In addition to treating peripheral artery disease and deep vein thrombosis, VIC treats patients with a variety of other vascular conditions including aneurysms, carotid artery stenosis, chronic venous insufficiency, critical limb ischemia, May-Thurner syndrome, mesenteric artery stenosis, pelvic congestion syndrome, post-thrombotic syndrome, and renal artery stenosis. Learn more about these conditions including their symptoms, risk factors, and treatment options below. Peripheral artery disease. Peripheral artery disease is a circulatory disorder where narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to the limbs. When the arms and legs don't receive enough blood, they may not function properly. PAD is a serious condition that often goes undiagnosed until symptoms present themselves. Learn more. Deep vein thrombosis. Deep vein thrombosis, DVT, occurs when a blood clot forms in one of the deep veins in the body, most commonly in the lower extremities. You are more at risk for developing a DVT if you are sedentary for long periods of time, elderly, obese, have had recent surgery, or on hormonal therapy. Learn more. Aneurysm. Aneurysms occur when a part of the artery wall is damaged and weakened, allowing it to balloon out or expand. When the wall of a blood vessel weakens, a balloon-like dilation called an aneurysm sometimes develops over a long time. Learn more. Carotid artery stenosis. Carotid artery stenosis, CAS, is a buildup of plaque made mostly of fat and cholesterol. The plaque causes the arteries to become stiff. This is commonly referred to as hardening of the arteries. Learn more. Chronic venous insufficiency. Chronic venous insufficiency, CVI, is the most common cardiovascular disorder and is caused by malfunctioning valves in the venous system of the lower legs. When the valves do not work properly, blood pools in the lower legs causing increased pressure, leading to sensations of heaviness and pain. Learn more. Critical limb ischemia. Critical limb ischemia, CLI, is a condition that worsens over time and presents acutely. As the blood vessels narrow, limiting essential blood flow, immediate intervention is often required for limb salvage. Otherwise, patients at this stage are at extreme risk for limb amputation. Learn more. May-Thurner syndrome. May-Thurner syndrome is a rare anatomic process affecting men and women, often discovered between the ages of 20 to 45, that causes severe left leg swelling, pain, pressure, and leg heaviness. Learn more. Mesenteric artery stenosis. Mesenteric artery stenosis is the narrowing of the arteries that supplies the blood to the intestines, known as the mesenteric arteries. Learn more. Pelvic congestion syndrome. Pelvic congestion syndrome, PCS, affects women, causing a chronic dull pelvic pain and a feeling of pressure and heaviness in the groin. PCS is often associated with varicose veins in the lower abdomen, groin, and ovaries. Learn more. Post-thrombotic syndrome. A common complication of post-thrombotic syndrome can occur in patients after experiencing a deep vein thrombosis, DVT. The small valves found inside the veins in the arms and legs help the blood to flow properly in the body. If a DVT occurs, the clot blockage can damage the valves, preventing proper blood flow from happening. Learn more. Renal artery stenosis. Renal artery stenosis, RAS, is a condition where the arteries that supply blood to the kidneys narrows. Renal disease can worsen over time, leading to hypertension, high blood pressure, and kidney damage, and in worst case scenario, ultimately kidney failure. Learn more.